Welcome to Today is Higher Every Day of Monday, the 1st of May 2023. Today's topic is Inform Others. Our text today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 7 verses 3 through 11. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? If we say, We will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. Verse 5. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites, and the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents, and their horses, and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. Verse 8. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver, and gold, and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city. And they told them, saying, We came to the camp of the Syrians, and, behold, there was no man there, neither voice of men, but horses tied, and asses tied, and the tents as they were. Verse 11. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. Memory verse. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9. Then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Good news is not meant to be kept to ourselves, but to be shared with others. Mike Murdoch said, Information is the difference between your present and your future. The future of humanity and the individuals depends solely on the information available for their immediate and eternal destiny. The Bible is God's good news for our present and perpetual bliss. Luke chapter 2 verses 10 through 11 says, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christ is the answer to all the problems of the world today, but many don't know because nobody has informed them. Our text reveals how the four leprous men who had good news initially kept it to themselves, but later repented and informed others. A Christian youth is expected to share the good news of Jesus Christ to the world around him or her, with the aim of winning them for Christ and conserving them in him. Quote for the day: share the good news. The challenge for today is: the means of informing others have increased. Use them. Prayer. Lord, help me to reach out to the unreached with the gospel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.